At the Bluff Road landfill outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, dump trucks rumble over the hard-packed clay surface. A stone's throw away, Jack Chappelle wears a paper sanitary suit and hard hat as he pulls bits of rotten lettuce out of a Ziploc bag.
In the country, you get more peelings, you get more vegetables. When you're in the city, you get a lot more fast food containers with half-eaten food in them, a lot more pizza boxes.
Chappelle is a solid waste consultant from Kansas City. Cities and states hire his crew to literally sort through their garbage and find out what it's made of. A lot of it is food. Food from homes, restaurants, stores, and schools.
One of the things you see is tater tots. And it doesn't matter if it's elementary, middle school, or high school.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, 20% of what goes into municipal landfills is food. 35 million tons. That makes food the largest single source of waste in the U.S., more than plastic, more than paper.
We just have so much abundance of food that we don't realize the value of it.
That's Dan Nicky of the Iowa Waste Reduction Center. He works with businesses to cut back on how much food goes in the garbage.
I think it's part of the culture today that compared to when our parents grew up, that, you know, now we don't look as food necessarily as a resource. We just look at it as a given.
Not everyone can afford to be careless with food. 49 million Americans have trouble putting meals on the table, one in seven American households. And Nikki says while those families struggle with food security, food waste is weighing down our economy.
40% of all the food in this country never makes it to the table at a cost of $165 billion to the U.S. economy. If we can reduce the amount of food, just think how much money this country can save.
And on top of the financial price tag is the environmental cost. When food decomposes in a landfill, it's sealed away from oxygen, so it puts off methane rather than just carbon dioxide.
And methane as a greenhouse gas is 20 to 25 times stronger than carbon dioxide.
Food is wasted at every link along the food chain. But Ashley Zanoli, who works on food waste for the Environmental Protection Agency, says don't overlook what might be coming out of your own kitchen.
Our best estimates are that about 40 to 50% of food waste comes from consumers and 50 to 60% from businesses.
You heard right. Almost half of the U.S. food supply never gets eaten, and about half of that is wasted by shoppers like you and me. That's why Zanoli helped create an EPA program called Food Too Good to Waste. It's aimed at helping families reduce their share of food that's wasted. The plan is to roll it out nationwide this fall. For now, it's being tested in a handful of cities around the country, including Iowa City, Iowa.
And then we're going to add the beef, right?
Sherry Urkel's family is part of the pilot study in Iowa City to measure what people are throwing out at home.
Are you going to squeeze the lime?
It's fajita night, and some half-eaten tortillas, picked-over beans, onion skins, all the scraps are going into a plastic container on the kitchen counter. Urkel calls it the green bucket of judgment. Once a week, she weighs what they've thrown out. She hangs it from a scale, and
we're at 4 pounds of food waste for a couple days. You know, these aren't watermelon rinds or anything, so that's just like food on a plate that we didn't eat. So we've thrown away 4 pounds of food in 2 days. So, judgment.
Urkel wants to put less food in the bucket, so she's following some of the EPA's tips. Her family started planning meals and following a shopping list. Also, they keep a shelf in the fridge for what needs to be eaten first. One in seven families in the U.S. aren't able to buy the kind of food she's throwing away. Sherry Urkel thinks about her family's role in that.
Food production is not an issue, and like we produce enough food, but we're throwing away all this food, and a mile away people don't have enough, so that's kind of the first step, I think.
And a step more families will need to take. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.